It's all the rage. The one cupper, the divine, the Keurig coffee machine. Honestly, I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it correctly, but I am fairly certain it would put me in financial ruin. I mean, typically, they're expensive machines compared to the Black & Decker Mr. Coffee $10 12-cup brew pots. Yet they're brilliant. Like the industrial bun. The water's hot and ready to go. You pop in your chosen pouch blend and it's instant brew. Not powdery instant coffee, but instant brew. And that's a great design for the fast-paced life we all live today. But if you're like me and drink enough coffee every morning to completely negate the effects of stuff like 5-hour energy, if you're sucking down a pot and a half to two pots and make cocaine addicts nervous, this ain't your machine. Unless you're loaded. Right now, my morning crack addiction is delivered by Kronig German Coffee, purchased at Aldi. It's smooth, has flavor, and delivers a fix for under $7 a package. A package that'll make, at minimum, 120 cups of coffee. Or, I could own a Keurig. Buy a box of one-cup brew pouches for $8 to $10 and only get 14 cups of coffee. You don't have to do the math here. You can see how ridiculous it is. 14 cups more expensive than 120. Really? Oh, not to mention the coffee machine itself costs you 10 times the value of Mr. Coffees of the world. I'm not an accountant. I'm not a financial planner. I've never been the treasurer of some civic organization. But I'm guessing if you drink coffee at the house like I do and you love your coveted Keurig, your kid's college fund isn't quite what it should be, is it? Do yourself a favor. Just go back to brewing with a pot. Put the hundreds you'll save over the course of a year into that account. Send that brilliant mind off to school. Otherwise, in 10 years, that brilliant little mind could be paying for night classes at community college by selling pot of a different variety. All because you love your coveted Keurig.